We'll be starting tonight in Mitzvah Shem Siman Dalet, which is the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. We'll see soon that there's actually three parts to that. I would like to just, as a few words of introduction, we'll be learning halachas of Netilas Yadayim for the entire week in Mitzvah Shem, and maybe another shiur or two after that. There is a very interesting letter of the Chazon Ish. My Igros HaChazanish are still in boxes, still, I couldn't check it out, but it, basically what the Chazanish writes, it's got this fascinating Igros HaChazanish. It's two Sforim, which the letters of the Chazanish, some of them are this fascinating letters the Chazanish wrote, and there's Eitzes and Hadroches and all types of letters. And in one of the letters, somebody asked him for advice how to steig in Avodas Hashem. And all the letters, there are fascinating letters there. They're really unbelievable. You see the Gaonus of the Chazon Ish. You see in his Sforim on Shas and Shulchan Aruch. But the Tzidkus of the Chazon Ish is very evident. The Tzidkus is evident from his letters. So when I ask him for Adrocha, and he says, he gives three points. And one of the three points, he says that there's this Siman Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, describes the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. He says, if a person wants to steig in Avodas Hashem, I don't remember exactly the words, I couldn't check it up, my Chazon Ish is still in the box, but he said, if somebody wants to steig in Yirat Shemayim, one of the very important things, one of the three most important things is to be makbid on the halachas relevant to Siman Dalet. It's, I think, a very important words of introduction to the Siman. At the same time, as we know the importance of it, I think we have to balance that out also with another story of Bissol Salanta. Bissol Salanta is well known that he was very makbid, he was very machmir, he was of course the founder of the Muslim movement, and he had lots of chumras. Bissol Salanta had lots and lots of chumras. But at the same time, he was once staying at the inn, and I don't know where it was, but so the story goes. He was staying at an inn, and he was, and in the morning when he woke up, he used only a little bit, a very minute amount of water for Nagelwasser. And the Talmidim, or the people present, noticed that he had only used a very, very minute amount of Nagelwasser, a very, very little amount. And they asked him, why so meikel? I mean, lechatchila, one should use more for Nagelwasser. And we're going to see the halachas, how much is actually prescribed, how much water one should actually use for Netilas Yadayim. So then, why using so little? So Bissol Salanta first brushed it off, he didn't want to answer, but eventually, when you nag enough times, the answer comes out. And Bissol Salanta, the answer is, I'll tell you why, because to have the full share is a chumra. And over here, the water that I'm using, where does the water come from? It's probably a water schlepper, somebody who schleps the water from, it was an inn, somebody that, the water doesn't come from here, it has to be schlepped from, if I use water, it's on the cheshbon of somebody else schlepping the water. So it's not right for me to be machmir on somebody else's cheshbon. The water has to be carried, the water has to be schlepped. So it's wrong for me to be machmir on somebody else's cheshbon. That's what Bissol Salanta said. So at the same time, on the one hand, we have to know the halachas and how, as the Chazon Ish says, the important halachas, at the same time, we also have to be aware. We have to be fully understanding what the chumras are and what is me'ikir adin. Having said that, let us start with Din Netilas Yadayim Siman Dalet Seif Aleph. We're going to see shortly in Sifkot Mishnebu Sifkot and Aleph is going to give us a bit of an introduction. There's actually three elements, there's three parts to Netilas Yadayim. Here, in the first Seif, we're only going to be discussing two of the three. The third part, which is not addressed over here, I'm just going to mention it now, is what we actually often refer to, that's what many of us understand, maybe as the Nagelwasser, it's the Ruach Ra. The third reason, the third element, and I'm calling it the third for a reason, why a person has to wash his hands in the morning is because of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra, which is something more spiritual, that a person has his, we know that the Shama of a person leaves to a certain extent, and the Shama leaves to some extent, the person as he's sleeping, when he that causes the person to have Ruach Ra, some Ruach Ra on his hands, and this has to be removed by washing the hands three times in the morning. That's the Ruach Ra. Now, that's one of the three reasons why we have to wash our hands in the morning. But I'm saying it's one of the three reasons, because that's not one of them, it's not the main reason, and it's not the second reason either. It's the third reason. Ruach Ra is the third reason. For that alone, says in the Mishnah in Sifkat Ches later, for that alone one would not make a bracha. For removing the ruach ra of the fingers, for that alone one wouldn't make a bracha at all. There's many other things that a person has ruach ra. If you remove that ruach ra, you don't make a bracha. So for the ruach ra, which is shoira, which is on the hands, for that alone you wouldn't make a bracha. So that's the third. That's actually not even addressed over the intif. Aleph, that will be addressed at the latest if that we're going to be learning sometime this week. But that's not addressed over here. So what are the main two reasons why a person has to wash hands in the morning? What are the main two reasons? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. Says that the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Yichatz Yadav, a person should wash his hands. A person must wash his hands. Ve'yevorech, he should make a bracha al netilas yudayim, on washing the hand. The Ramah adds, and we're going to be addressing that in greater length at a later stage. Vayesh oyimrim, and one should also say ashayotzar. One also says ashayotzar. Even if you didn't have to be excused, that is the minik. We'll address that at a later stage. But let's just see with regards to netilas yadayim. What does the Mishnah Berurah say in Sifkot Aleph? Yichatz yad of a person should wash his hands. Yesh al zeh shnei tamim. There is two reasons why we need to wash our hands. And again, that is excluding the Ruach Ra, which is not addressed over here. What are the two reasons why one has to wash the hands in the morning? Harosh kot Aleph, reason number one. Harosh kosav, the Rosh holds. Lefi, because shayodayim, the hands, shalodam of a person, askonia saying, the hands of a person are busy. They keep moving in the night without, unbeknownst to us, the hands of a person, they move constantly. Beyevsha, and it's impossible, shloyiga bevosor hamenutav belailo. It's unavoidable that whilst the person is asleep, he must have touched with his hands places that after you need to wash your hands. There is no doubt about it. As a person who was sleeping, he must have touched areas that after you need to wash your hands. Therefore, lozeh, because of that, Tiknu Chazal, Chachomim established bracha, a bracha ala netila for the washing, lekriyas shema, for kriyas shema, veletfilem for tfilem. So again, the Rosh holds the reason why we need to wash our hands is because we must have touched, during the night, we must have touched areas that we need to wash our hands. So normally we wouldn't make a bracha for that. But over here, since we are about to daven and to say shema, for here, Chachomim will mesakein a bracha. So normally, of course, you'll make a bracha, but over here, because it's the morning, you touch areas that are uncovered areas of the body, and it's therefore letzarech tefila, letzarech shema. We wash our hands and we make a bracha. The makayor of the Rosh, just to get that clear, is like the Kohanim, very similar to the Kohanim. The Kohanim, as they entered and did the Avodah, they also, by the Kiyor, they needed to wash their hands. So it's very similar to Kohanim did before you proceed and you do the Avodah of Tefillah, of Kiyas Shema, we need to wash our hands as well. That's the reason of the Rosh. We're all about to daven, and therefore we make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim before we daven. The second reason is the Rashba. The Rashba kasav. The Rashba disagrees and is a totally different understanding why we make Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Why is that? Lefi, because Shebeshacha in the morning, Achar Hashenu, after waking up, after sleeping, Anunasin Keberi Chadosha. When we wake up in the morning, after sleep, we are all recreated to some extent. We are recreated. The neshama is not with us. When we wake up, the neshama gets re-implanted in us as we wake up. We are berei chadosha, a new creation. The ksev, as the pasuk says, chadoshim lavkorim rabu emunasecha. Chadoshim lavkorim, new nefoshes lavkorim in the morning, rabu emunasecha. Therefore, tzrichim onu, we are required lehoidos loy to thank the Ribbono shel Olam Yisbarach sheboronu lichvod has created us in His honor leshor soi to serve Him ulevorech shmoi and to bench His name. So it's a completely different understanding. It's nothing to do with specifically with davening. Nothing specifically got to do with the fact that we touch parts of the body or not. Nothing to do with it. It's just because the Ribbono shel Olam created us again. And we are grateful. Hashem, you've created us again. Here we are, fresh for new days. Avoid this Hashem. I'm sure every Baal Musa can think of how inspiring this is. How inspiring that as we start the day we realize that Hashem has implanted us a new neshama, and we can carry on with our avodas Hashem, or restart our avodas Hashem for the new day ahead of us. What a gewaltig, inspiring bracha. So in order to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo, there's a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Ve'al davo zeh, and on this, tiknu b'shachar, chomim u'mesakin, in the morning, kol ha'isala brachas, all the brachas, mevachin, shonim vachin, b'chol boika, that we make a bracha in the morning. According to the Rashba, this very much goes with all the other brachas that we thank the Birkas Hashach, all the brachas that we say in the morning to thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam. This goes together with that we thank the Rebbeinu Shleilam for giving us the neshama again, and for the potential, the chance ahead of us, and therefore we make a bracha on that. Leiskadesh, look at this beautiful words of the Mishnah Bura. Leiskadesh betushosoi, to become holy with his holiness. Velitol yedenin, to wash our hands, mina kli, from the kli, and then he compares this as well. Kekoin shemekadesh yodov, mina kir, koin mavados. It's very similar as well, to some extent, to the koin is about to proceed avoiding the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to understand again, just to recap, the Rosh is specifically because of tefillah, and davening and brachas. You need to have your hands, you need to wash your hands, because you're about to do that, to say brachas and to daven, that's why you need to wash your hands. That's the Rosh's understanding. The Rashba's understanding has nothing to do with it, it's just because we got a new neshama, we are about to proceed the new day ahead of us, with avodas Hashem, Chachamim made, established a new bracha, specifically for that. That is the Rashba's understanding. La locha, how do we pasken? Says the Mishbura, that's the crucial word, which is going to lead us right through the whole simon. V'la locha, anu toivsim kishnei atamim, lechumra leninatile. We pasken like both. We fulfill both opinions. We are machmir on both opinions. Kelele kamon b'zeh asimen, as we're going to see right throughout the simon. So the answer to that question is no. You taka don't. But Chachomim said that when you yield of aminah tunofos and you are about to daven shachris, Chachomim mesakan abocha. Yeah, it's the combination of both. But it's the tzorich tefillah. There's the additional element of the tzorich tefillah. Pardon? Very good. So according to the Rosh, you actually have to wash. Chachamim just weren't mesakin a bracha. They were only mesakin a bracha once a day. That's according to the Rosh. Now, there is going to be quite a lot of nafkaminas between both. What could you think could be a nafkamina? I mean, you're quite right. The fact that we need to wash our hands before mincha, that certainly makes sense. That's according to the Rosh. Before mincha, you need to wash your hands. According to the Rashba, there's no such requirement. What else could be a nafkamina? Very good. What about every time you sleep? That's true. Every time you sleep, according to the Rosh, there's no real need to make a bracha. According to the Rashba, you know, Shama went, as long as it's shish and nishma, which we're going to be discussing, you'll have to make a, yeah, there would be a requirement. It's true. That's true. Yeah. Very good. That's the Mishnah Berurah's nafkamina. Very good. We'll see that shortly. What if a person didn't sleep the whole night? Shavuos night. Person didn't sleep, or whatever other reason. He was traveling. He didn't sleep the whole night. So let's think this through. According to the Rosh, you don't need, according to the Rosh, you're about to daven. What would you say? Maybe you do. And according to the Rashba of New Beri Chadosha, so it wouldn't apply. So that would be nafkamina. That's the Mishnah Berurah is going to address this nafkamina shortly. Very good. Very good question. Does Beir Chadosh apply? It's a good question. The Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that in short, Pash does not. No, but you're right. Pash does, the answer is not. Pash does not. There won't be a Beir Chadosh. Pash does, yeah. Right. So there's many nafkaminas, and we're going to be going through quite a lot of them. Right. And one very important nafkamina, which is extremely relevant, is, we're going to be seeing that in Mishnah Berurah, is going to be, when is the right time to make the bracha? Let's think this through for a minute, before we see it inside. According to the Rosh, when is the right time to make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim? According to the Rosh, exactly, just before, as you're starting to daven, you say it in davening. That, according to the Rosh, makes a lot of sense. According to the Rashba, when would it make sense to make the bracha? As soon as you get up. That's a very important point. According to the Rashba, the whole reason why we make Anatilas Yadayim, nothing to do with davening at all. No shaykhas at all to davening. The only reason why we make a bracha on Tzilas Yadayim is because Peri Chadosh, you're a new creation. So when would that apply? When would that make sense? When you wake up. So when you wake up, you wash your hands and you make the bracha. Why would you have to wait until davening? It's actually a bit of a problem because according to the Rashba, what's the justification to wait that long until davening? Okay, we'll see that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. But yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. I just want to finish off the last line of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. V'imloy beichal netilas yadayim koydim atfilah. If a person did not make a bracha of netilas yadayim in the morning as he started davening, and he davened the rest of davening, according to all opinions, if you didn't make netilas yadayim at the beginning of davening, and you davened, you said, Shema Shemene Esra, and suddenly at the end of the Our Lady, you said, oh yeah, I forgot to say, netilas yadayim, according to all opinions, you have missed the chance, you can't make a bracha on that particular day. That's according to both opinions. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. Why? Very good. According to the Rashba. Now, to answer your question, we'll have to, let me ask you a question in order to answer your question. According to the Rashba, when is the right time to make the bracha? First thing in the morning. So, let me ask you the following question. According to the Rashba, that the bracha is al Be'er Chadosha, the right timing would be, as you wake up, you wash, and you make the bracha then. So the question is going to be, how can we wait? How can we wait until the beginning of davening, according to the Rashba? You can't delay a bracha so long, hefsek. You make the bracha as soon as you fulfill the netila. How can you wait until the beginning of davening? Do you know of anybody who washes and makes the bracha straight away? Have you ever seen anyone? Yeah? You do it yourself like that? Or you know of people? You know of people. Right. Yeah? So that's according to the Rashba. That makes a lot of sense. You wake up, you wash your hands, and you make a bracha. Of course, you have to make sure that the water has been removed. We'll speak about that as well. But the real timing would be, according to the Rashba, straight away. So what allows, if we wanted paskin like the, I can even ask as follows, the Mishnah Berurah just said that we are paskin according to both opinions. Well, it doesn't look like it, because you can't make such a huge hefsek. According to the Rashba, you have to make the bracha straight away. How can you wait until you end up, what do we do? Until you wash your hands, you get dressed, you get into the car, you go to shul, and then you make the bracha. That sounds like a huge hefsek. Yeah. Right.
We said,
so according to the Rashba, you're right. This is definitely makes sense according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, what's the justification? Are you saying that we're not passing like the Rashba? Mishnah Berurah says we should pass in both opinions. So we're going
to
get... Because the halacha is one shouldn't be mafsik, really. One shouldn't be mafsik. It's a hefsik. How long does it take from washing hands until you say the bracha? You say, oh, that sounds very interesting. That's a very interesting svara. You're still a Be'er Chadosha at the latest. See, the bracha although the bracha is on the netila. But you're saying that although the bracha is on the netila, it's not considered hefsik because you're still... I see the svara. I hear the svara. And it's not specifically on the act of the washing. So much. Okay, we'll see what the Bialoch speaks about it. Bialoch addresses this point. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis goes slightly off, and he wants to say about drying the hands. How does drying the hands get into the picture? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, V'yivorechu miyad achar netila, and straight after the washing, yivorech. Straight, according to the Rashba, straight after Natili, you should make a bracha. Really, drying is not essential. So if you didn't dry your hands, that doesn't really matter. It's really important because for other Natilas of, for Hamoitzi, we see that Aloch is not like that. So that's what Mishnah Berurah points out over here. If you didn't dry your hands, it doesn't really matter either. He does add, that's important, that's the first time Mishnah Berurah addresses with the Ruach Ra. The Mishnah Berurah says with regards to Ruach Ro, which is the third point, he says the Vyesh Machmirin Shlo Yevorech Adach and Shinagev Yodov. So actually you should ideally dry your hands before you make the bracha, not because of the Rosh and not because of the Rashba, but the Svira Lehu, the Ein Ruach Ro, So Meyedaim Adach Anigov. He says because of Ruach Ro, the Ruach Ro only gets removed once you've dried your hands. The Svira Lehu and the whole, the Osir Lehvorech Beyodaim Shruach Ro Shor Aleihem. Aval Das HaPoskim Ein Ken. He says that's not the consensus, but we have to realize that our opinions hold that without having dried the hands, the Ruach Ro is still on the hands. But certainly because of the Rosh and the Rashba don't require you to dry your hands. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah goes now and says, I want to skip two lines, just the last line of the Sifkotan based Mishnah Berurah goes, if I may say, he says in brackets, he adds the following halacha, he just has a footnote in brackets, he says, Amrinon b'gemara, the Gemara says, Roichetz Odov, he diverges here a little bit, and he says an additional point, Roichetz Odom Ponov, a person should wash his face, Yodov, and his hands, Viraglov, and his feet, Bechol Yom, every morning, Mishum Kvoit Koino, a person should wash his face, his hands, and his feet, before he serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, I don't think we all makpid to wash our feet nowadays before we go in daven. The reason being, we're not saying in our country, we don't wear shoes, we're not bare feet. Therefore, and it's ragel of shachis. We don't have a requirement nowadays anymore to wash our feet before we daven because our feet are not particularly dirty. We've got shoes, and therefore the requirement doesn't apply. But really, if a person if a person is dirty in his feet, one should make sure that one washes hands, feet, and face before davening. Right, okay, now...
Did we not say yesterday something about that you should never walk bare feet?
Correct.
Now we're saying that there was a...
Yeah, because the Mishnah Berurah does say that there are countries where where people are in makpid. It might be bedieved, you're right, it might not be ideal. But it's evident from Mishnah Berurah that there was Medinas, there were countries where people were not makpid. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Gimel goes into the topic of Shavuos. Did you mention Shavuos? Yeah? What happens, Shavuos? What happens? Can you make Anatil HaSudaim if you're up in the night, or not? What would be the halacha? Yeah, what do you think? You should sleep for 20 minutes. Yeah, if you sleep, the color days, you can make a bracha. Correct. I wouldn't say 20 minutes, but yeah, okay. If you sleep, that's not a problem. I'm talking about if a person didn't sleep. Pardon? Soymech on the Rosh. He said you could be Soymech on the Rosh, Lemaise. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkot and Gimel, he addresses this point. What should we do on Shavuos night? Or if you're traveling, you didn't sleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. Asher tzatam, mishum de b'boi kenase b'echadosh, she goes over the Rashba's reason. V'tzichno lehoidus loy, v'nisken brocha, birkas elekai neshama, v'asher yotzer ale tziras aguf, v'yesh etam macherim. There's other reasons as well. Ayan, b'achoinim. Now, v'kosev ha-prime godim. Mishnah Berurah quotes on the top line, the prime godim. The lefi ha-tam de b'echadosho. According to the reason of the Rashba of b'echadosho, If was up the entire night, he was not made into a new berry in the morning, according to the Rashba. And then he comes out, he won't be able to make the bracha of Asher Yotzer, unless he had to be excused, then he would be able, he goes into Asher Yotzer, it's Asher Yotzer. Similar halachas, this is Asher Yotzer, of course we know the halacha, we're going to see later Simon. If a person, throughout the entire day, a person of course makes Asher Yotzer. But if not for that, he's got a problem. Can he say Asher Yotzer in the morning? Then he says, both with regards to, he says as follows, Yes, Oimim dem Hishtin Balai Yocholis Mochlin Bikas Ashiyotza, Ashiyotza de Shachis, Vitzorchin Ledina. So it's quite a problem. I'm leaving a few lines over here, and I'm going towards the Mishnah Berurah a bit further on. And he says, Vire Shemaim, how should a person really act? Vire Shemaim, he suggests the following, should do the following. If you're up the whole night, Vire Shemaim, Yachmir Alatzmoy, Vyitol Yodov, A person should wash his hands again if he was up all night. Before davening, should wash his hands again. Ve'ilbash michnasayim should oyachkoi b'shado v'lehafzik be'libo le'erva ve'ivoch asher yotza. And the person then, I'm skipping another line towards the end of the sifkotan. Says that with regards to Asher Yotza, a person should be machmir to be excused again. He will then be able to make Asher Yotza, and the same will apply with regards to Netilas Yudaim as well. With regards to Netilas Yudaim, he will be able to make Netilas Yudaim and Netilas Yudaim then. Now this leads us to the question which I wanted to address, which how can, according to the Rashba, how, that's really an important question that we need to understand. According to the Rashba, how does it make sense what we all do, that we make the bracha by beginning of davening? How would that make sense? How would that make sense? And the Mishnah Berurah says, or maybe, would it make more sense? Would it make more sense to make the bracha straight away as we wake up? Is that the ideal way? Is that the ideal way to, according to the, if you want to fulfill the Rashba, you make the bracha straight away? Is that really the ideal way?
It's not really respectful anyway to say
properly. It's meant to be respectful. Properly dressed, do it properly in shul. You're right, actually, because this is basically what the Chayodon Paskin Sifkotten. I'm skipping towards the end of Sifkotten Dalet. And the Mishnebura there says the following halacha lemaisa. He brings the Chayodon, and this Chayodon he brings in numerous places. That's how the Mishnebura Paskins. The Chayodon Kasav, the Nochon, it is right and appropriate. Lehamtin, it is right and proper to wait. Melevoich al netilas yodaim. A person should not make the brocha immediately. He should wait for Bochon until that time, ad until Achshemenak Atzmoy, he was excused. He went out to be excused. Veroitzele is parel and he's ready to daven. Ein shantamoy. Ve'achakach motzosi, and I found afterwards, says the Chofetz Chaim, Pesefer Ma'aserav in the Hanogas of the Hadiga Vilna Gon, Sheken Noeg Agod, the Vilna Gon was also did it the same way. I'm be Vialocha, and he wrote down Bialocha as well. So Mishneh Berurah quotes the Chaya Adam, both in Mishneh Berurah and in Bialocha, that the Bialocha says that even according to the Rashba, it's perfectly in order and it's appropriate to wait until you make the brachas in the morning. It's part of the tefillah, the words of the Bialoch in the name of the Chayodom is Teletama Rashba, in the name of the Rashba Mishumbei Chadosho, Nocha Le'acho, you can also wait it Vele Sadro, and to put it together in Shara Brachas with the remaining Brachas after Hefzeg Gadol. Although there's a great Hefzeg, it's perfectly in order. Not only that, it's in order, it's the recommended practice according to the Chayodom and the Mishneh Berurah to wait and you make the Anatilas Yudaim together with the rest of the Brachas in the morning when you're starting to daven. So just to recap very briefly what we have learned tonight, we spoke about the three reasons of needing to wash our hands in the morning. The Rosh, that it's washing the hands for Tefillah. We've spoken about the Rashba, which is the Berech Hadosha. We spoke about the various, these are the two main reasons. The third reason which we did not address tonight is Ruach Ra, which is Shoyer on the hands. And we spoke about various Nafkaminas, Halach Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah, the Halach Mishneh Berurah Paskins, Halach Lamaisa, the right time the right time to make the Brach of the Tilas Yodayim. The Brach of the Tilas, the right time is to make it with the beginning of the brachas, together with the rest of the brachas in the morning, because even according to the Rashba, that you would have argued that maybe the right time is to make it straight away. Nevertheless, it's right to be mafsik, there's no problem, and to make it together with the rest of the brachas. This is how the Mishneh Berurah paskens, and we'll leave it here.